136.
Log Talk Radio.
Brooks Luke, man. Brooks Luke 83 on Instagram, man.
So you saw my fight with Deontay Wilder, and you saw my last fight, my 131st victory against 200-pound black belt martial artist.
Yeah.
What's your thoughts on that two-piece that I hit him with, man?
It was a cold two-piece.
Yeah.
Thorough. Couldn't even get him off. Two and backed off.
Yeah, so what if Frederick Young crossed the street that day and that two-piece hit him? What would happen to Frederick?
If he caught a two-piece like that, he going down. That's what it is.
Now, a lot of talk about me and Deontay Wilder, a lot of these delusions.
That's what he said about Wilder.
Haters, they talk shit, they say that he beat me, they're crazy. I showed you the fight with him. Now, a lot of talk about me and Deontay Wilder, a lot of these delusional haters, they talk shit, they say that he beat me, they're crazy. I showed you the fight with Deontay Wilder, how I hit him. Who do you think won, me or Deontay Wilder? Let them know. Let them know what you saw.
From the video, what I saw, man, it looked like he stepped in and caught that business, and it was a wrap.
Yeah.
Caught that business, and it was a wrap. Man, when I punched Deontay Wilder, man, that motherfucker fool. You heard that? That motherfucker said the truth, man. See, I got real-life fans that speak the truth.
Charlie Zonoff, the greatest of all time.
All right, well, at 008, I literally nearly replaced Ortiz's jaw off his face. My last fight, 6 days ago, 136. Oh, by the way, you sick haters, did you guys hear when my wife called me while I was on air? Listen, I have pictures at the wedding with her. I have video with her. I have nothing to prove, okay? She's my wife. We've been back together for a long time, right? Yeah, so I got nothing to prove. But, 004 Temple Shot. That was a phenomenal punch. Another thing I want to talk about, the beef between me and BJ Flores. BJ Flores is a fraud. He's a fake fighter. BJ Flores is fucking retarded. BJ Flores is terrible. He's awful. If I punch that guy one time with all my power, that he would get knocked out just like that U.S. Marine got knocked out. My best win of all time when I knocked out, when I put that U.S. Marine to sleep. Yeah, if I punch BJ Flores like that, man. See, the thing is, we already agreed to box, you know, in Las Vegas. Then he said, come to Arizona. He was in Arizona. We were arguing on the phone. He said, come to Arizona. I said, all right. And then this is it. He started clicking the phone on me. He started, that's it. BJ Flores is delusional. BJ Flores is a fucking fake fighter. Like I said, I want to beat his ass, not because he's, TV fighter and all this bullshit. He's not famous. Nobody knows who the fuck he is. Only these delusional bots know who he is. But I want to beat his ass because we have beef and I hate the guy. That's why I want to beat his ass. I want to expose mainstream boxing once again. But he's clicking the phone on me. He saw my fights. And I told him, I'm like, I beat so many Marines. And he's like, what the fuck is a Marine? You know, he started talking shit. You know, a Marine, any Marine would beat the fuck out of him. Yeah, Charlie Zelenoff would knock BJ Flores out 1,000 out of 1,000 times. BJ Flores is a fucking clown, man. My power increased. Go watch my last fight. Go all my fights one-sided, beating the fuck out of everybody. Remember that fight when I beat that Asian boxer? Hey, that motherfucker was fighting back, and he used dirty tactics. That motherfucker was getting his ass kicked, and he pushed me and shit. That motherfucker was angry. He was trying to take my head off. He got his ass kicked. Mario, he was trying to take my head off. I knew he took his head off. I knocked him the fuck out. You see, what I'm trying to say is that all these guys, that okay, whether they fight back or whether they're gun-shy, it does not matter. They all lose. And my win versus Teardrop, I mean, listen, I'm 136-0 right now. The best boxer in the world, hands down. But see, number 23, that was win number 23 versus Teardrop. He's a murderer, and I knew we murdered him. I beat him with one punch. That was Right hook. And Teardrop was a good fighter. That's what I'm saying. There's a lot of street fighters that are naturally good boxers that naturally go with their hands. Teardrop would destroy BJ Flores and Klitschko and Tyson Fury and all these goddamn fake bumps. But I smashed Teardrop with one punch. No, when I hit Teardrop in the jaw, you could literally hear that shit. People turn their goddamn heads. It was on the street. We fought on the street. I punched him with a right hook right in the jaw. Boom. I'm telling you, dude. People turn their heads. Remember how Marvelous was clowning Teardrop? Marvelous was clowning Klitschko all the time, man. Klitschko, man. You're going to get knocked the fuck out in Deutschland, man. Yeah, too bad. That fucking bum ducked, man. I called him yesterday, man. He was clicking the phone on me, man. Vladimir Klitschko, man. That guy's a fucking bum, man. Forget Klitschko. Forget Wilder. I already beat Deontay Wilder, man. Hit him with a left hook. The guy flew literally across the entire goddamn ring. I have nothing to prove. Listen, if I knocked out Deontay Wilder cold, the fucking TMZ and the mainstream boxing media, you know what they would say? They would say, I got a lucky out, I landed a lucky punch. These people are fucking retarded. That's it. They're just fucking sick people, you know. They're basically like a TV show, entertainment, you know, like, no, what they do is not entertaining. Staged fights are not entertaining. What I'm saying is it's like a live movie. It's like WWE. It's not the real fight game. Yeah, and my knockout versus Musclehead, I'm telling you, literally knocked a guy out into the bushes. In front of his girlfriend, too. She starts screaming like crazy. Yeah, I put the motherfucker to sleep. You know, this motherfucker was huge. He was like 260, 270. Huge son of a bitch. He was, remember that Marine that I beat? I beat so many goddamn Marines. Okay, the 260 pound Marine with the hat backwards. Big motherfucker. Yeah. Yeah, he was like, Musclehead was his size. They were like, yeah, they were about the same size. Yeah. But Musclehead was a good fighter. I mean, he was moving his head. He was, you know, he was in a stance. He clearly knew what he was doing, and then I knocked him out cold. And that was just legendary. I mean, you know, these fights, 2012, 2011, you know, I'm never going to forget these victories, man. You know, I'm even better now. I mean, I'm just on a different level. I'm the greatest. Oh, by the way, you know, like, I sent my wife Daria, you know, gifts for her birthday in May, and, you know, it takes, you know, like a few weeks for it to send. But I sent her some Victoria's Secret, you know, got her a thong, I got her a pink shirt, pink thong, pink shirt, pink pants that say love, and I customized a hat for her that she wanted. It says 2016, married to Charlie Z. She is going to wear that hat and she is going to upload the photo on Instagram. Before you delusional haters, stop messaging my wife. She is taken. She's been taken for 1 year and 8 months, almost 2 years, all right? She's mine. This is it. That woman is in love with me. She's head over heels. So that she's devoted. Charlie Zonoff, she's my wife. And she always will be. That's it. Now, DeJean Daniels, I beat the shit out of him one time. And, you know, I beat his ass so bad with that four-piece. And the ring out boxed him. He got frustrated. You know, I turned the tables on these motherfuckers. You know, they all ganged up. They all, you know, he brought his people, you know, so his gym. See, I went to Derek the Giant's gym and DeJean's gym, and I beat both of their asses. Derek the Giant went was more convincing. It was even better. But I beat both of them. I got two W's in that gym. Now, these son of bitches are avoiding me. If there's nothing to prove against Derek. That was a very one-sided win that slipped in the end. DeJean Daniels, I beat his ass clearly. Yeah, that fight may have been closer than Zonoff Giant. Yeah, Zonoff Giant was just complete one-sided. Not even close. No controversy whatsoever. I slipped in the end. You know, these haters are fucking delusional, like I said. Charlie Zelenoff is the greatest of all time. I beat Derek the Giant. The guy had, what, 300 pounds on 160. I was about 170 at the time. Okay, he had 130 pounds on me. And I beat the fuck out of him. Now, Dijon, I want to knock him out cold. I want to do to Dijon what I did to that U.S. Marine. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, but he doesn't want to fight. Now, he's talking, come to the gym. Listen, Dijon, clown, if you're listening to this, I went to your gym and I beat the fuck out of you. Now, you got to go to the gym where I say, see, I beat the shit out of these Marines, Navy SEAL, these boxers, MMA fighters, kickboxers, Krav Maga fighters. I beat the fuck out of these guys in different gyms. Now, whatever gym I say, you got to come there. I'm the champ. I beat your ass. You cheated. This is it. You got disqualified in a fight that you were losing. Therefore, if there is to be a rematch, you got to come to the gym where I say I am the best. 136 and no. You have no credentials. I made you, motherfucker. The only reason why you're known is because I fucked you up. That's it. I will go down in history as the greatest of all time. My fight versus Ortiz, listen, speed, power, finesse, agility, I got it all. I'm best ever.